Morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon, Executive Director of the Fuse Flooring Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to talk to you, Kemp.
You're going to be our correspondent today. You were able to get down to the FCICA meeting in Fort Worth and give our listeners a little review of that meeting. Just a little quick background, FCICA stands for Floor Covering Installation Contractors Association, and it's a member organization of contractors focused on the commercial side of the business. Jeff, I understand this meeting started on Monday, ended up yesterday. Give us a quick rundown on the highlights of the meeting.
Yeah, it was a really good meeting, Kemp. They had a really good lineup of speakers. A couple of the standouts, the keynote speaker was Marco Ludwig from Usine Utz. And I'd never met Marco before, and he's a very intelligent young man, very charismatic. And his speech was on strategic thinking, you know, talking about, hey, you can't just look at your business today. You have to look at where are you going in 5 years and 10 years. And with all the changes going on in the industry and with AI and all that, we have to understand you can't be narrow-minded. You've got to really think about where this whole industry is going and prepare for the future. That was interesting. And then we had a woman by the name of Marissa Luznar from Risk Marketing that talked about branding. And this is something we talk about at Fuse. You know, you just can't walk into a general contractor and say, hey, we're a flooring contractor, we want to bid your work. You've got to have a company story, and you've got to have a value proposition, and you want to have a good website. She made a good point that 81% of people, when they're checking out a new company, they go to the website first. You know, that came up as a discussion. Greg Mercurio from IFTI talked about ASTM F710. And the main thing there that came out was these new floor scans that are becoming available that can check floor flatness. And it's amazing. They'll actually come up with a diagram, the wrong word, a drawing, if you will, that shows all the imperfections in the subfloor. Because, you know, at the end of the day, as a flooring contractor, nobody wants to pay for floor prep if it's something major like floor leveling, and that was interesting. And then the last one that really hit home with me was Tom Ellis, who's the VP of Marketing and Operations for SpecID, did an AI presentation that was excellent. His point there is if you're not using AI, whether it's ChatGPT or Claude or some of these other programs, you're really missing out. And then yesterday we capped it off with a tour of the brand new Usine Utz plant, which was really quite amazing. As a matter of fact, you know, they're also Wolf Tools, and Wolf has some equipment that you could almost argue is robotic in nature. And that's one of the things or the themes of this meeting is over time, installation is going to change because a lot of this new equipment is going to enable young people in our industry who don't want to install. They can use this equipment where they will not have to be on their knees. And I thought that was a real positive focus for where we're going in the future.
Sounds like Usine was kind of the star of the show here because Marco Ludwig was the keynote speaker and then they did the tour. How far is Waco from Fort Worth?
About an hour and a half.
I want to remind our listeners that you actually were the keynote speaker last year, right?
Yes.
How many people came to the meeting?
I would say there was between 80 and 100.
And this is not their annual meeting. This is their mid-year meeting, right?
This is their mid-year meeting, and their annual meeting, they combine that with CFI, which is going to be in Nashville in September.
Well, I've got you. Today's big news, the liberation tariff news from yesterday. How are your members reacting to that?
We talk about it, and the main thing we focus on is just don't listen to all the chatter. You know, don't necessarily look at your stock market portfolio. I mean, we all know the stock market goes down, but then it also comes back. And we just have to keep our heads down, Kemp, and, you know, do the work we're doing. And if I look at business conditions today, it's been a little erratic. And I think just a lot of that is the turmoil we have from all the news, you know, good or bad. But our project work continues to be good. And I live in the state of Texas, and I can tell you it's booming here. I'll give you another interesting note. You know, we've been looking into our numbers for not only last year, but the first quarter of this year, and we've seen a resurgence in carpet tile, which tells us that the office market is starting to come back and that's going to continue to get better.
You know, Sandra Tresivia did a story in our February issue about tariffs, and it's interesting to see how things have shifted and how much flooring that's consumed in the United States is imported. And I guess that will have some impact on that in the long term. But it's also going to be interesting, you know, for a while here with President Trump just being 100 days in office, people have thought this would just be saber rattling. And it's going to be interesting to see how much of this sticks. I certainly will monitor this. This is one interesting thing we should point out on these tariffs, the fact that much of the resilient product that goes down comes out of Korea and areas in Asia, and those have been initially impacted with this announcement. So that could change where things come from, right?
Absolutely. You know, I always believe business people, they learn to adapt to whatever the situation is, and they will. These tariffs shake out and we see where they're headed and where everything finalizes, you know, which we all know that things can change, you know, they'll adapt and find workarounds for all that. Having attended a meeting like FCICA, you know, a month ago, we were in Orlando for the Fuse meeting. I think any commercial flooring contractor should be part of a group, you know, whether it's Fuse, whether it's StarNet. FCICA is a complementary organization to both, or really any industry trade group. I think there's value for these, you know, operators that are not in a group where they can share ideas and learn what's coming. I mean, the technology that we're seeing now, it's all evolving so quickly. I mean, we're having a hard time keeping up with it. I just think it makes it even more important for these independent companies to be part of some group.
All right, Jeff, well, I appreciate you spending time with us and our listeners and giving us a view on what was going on in Texas at the FCICA spring mid-year meeting. You've been talking to Jeff Gordon, the executive director of the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLead.net.